There has been no brief by the respondent in this matter, so there'll be no argument by respondent. So counsel for appellant, you'll have 15 minutes for your argument here today. And please identify yourself for the record you begin your argument. And then I would just caution anyone who's also viewing the arguments that court rules prohibit the independent recording of these proceedings. The court is making a recording and we will post that to our website in the normal course of business, but no other recordings are allowed. So with that, Mr. Anderson, you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. My name is Justin Anderson. I am the attorney for the appellant in this matter, Joyce Lacey, who serves as a personal representative of the estate of June Lacey, her mother. I do have Ms. Lacey in my office with me today. She is out of the view of the courtroom as we're practicing appropriate social distancing. In this matter, judges, appeal is taken from a Grant County District Court order allowing the claim of Lutheran Social Services, who previously served as guardian and emergency conservator of June Lacey. Appellant contends that the district court erred below in two regards. First, the district court made either no findings of fact, inadequate findings of fact, or conclusory findings of fact. Second, to the extent that this court concludes that the district court did make adequate findings, the record in this matter, that is the testimony and the exhibits that were offered at the hearing, demonstrate that there was no reasonable evidence to support the conclusion reached by the district court that the claim should be allowed. Now, with respect to the adequacy of the findings, Rule 52.01 of the Rules of Civil Procedure demands that a court at a hearing without a jury find the facts specially and state separately its conclusions of law. In matters where the services of a guardian or a conservator are at issue, additional inquiry and findings are required. The services have to be necessary, and that is in re the guardianship of Doyle as cited in our brief. The burden of proving the necessity of those services is on the guardian and or conservator. In Doyle, the court observed that the analysis is akin to the analysis that a court would engage in reviewing whether or not an attorney in a probate matter was entitled to the fees.
Is there anything in the record that indicates when the guardianship and conservatorship began in this case?
There is not. Not in the record in this court. In this file, I will note that in my addendum, I did.
So is the statement that the only thing in the record, the only evidence is the bill, the actual bill?
The evidence that the court relied on was the petition and the bill. And now the bill in this circumstance was not detailed. The invoice, Joyce or June Lacey passed away on January 25th of 2019. The bill that was submitted to the court was dated April 30th of 2019. And the only entry, the entries that were on that bill were for April, but there were no charges as, services cannot be rendered to a guardian or conservator once they have passed. So the basis of the claim and the bill that was submitted comes from a balance forward with no further indication of when those services were rendered, who rendered those services, were they reasonably or did they occur before or after the death. Now, even in the Doyle case, the court was lauded there for, its detailed examination. And the district court there was at least had more than this court had. There was a charge for 21 hours over a 2-week period in that case that said personal care. Here, there is no evidence whatsoever in this record as to how we arrived at the amount that was requested otherwise, other than a prior balance. there is nothing by way of findings that goes through any sort of analysis of the testimony and the evidence that was presented. It's a bit odd because there are simply no findings, conclusions, or other provisions from which findings can be derived for this court to conduct any meaningful review.
Is the remedy here that we remand for further findings?
Either for further findings based on the existing record or for additional testimony?
Well, your request is for a remand, Mr. Anderson, but you're challenging whether the respondent met its burden of proof to show that the bill was due. If there was insufficient evidence respondent presented, why would we remand that to give them another opportunity?
I would have no issue with simply reversing the decision, because if you do look at the evidence below, the court did make clear error based on the record that it had. The transcript indicates about, one page worth of direct testimony, and they relied simply on the petition that requested compensation for $5,071.50. And again, as to Judge Hooten's question, the only basis for that is a summary statement that this was the balance that we had forward. The court concluded that Lutheran Social Services was entitled to reasonable compensation for services rendered, but there is absolutely no evidence in the record of what services were rendered prior to her death. There's not even bare allegations as to what they were doing. The record is void of any testimony or other evidence of what services were rendered, when they were rendered, before or after Ms. Lacey's death, and whether the services were reasonable. As such, there is simply no evidence, and this matter should be reversed. It is manifestly contrary to the weight of the evidence and not reasonably supported as the evidence of a whole. And such a decision would only be bolstered by a further review of the evidence. Joyce Lacey presented, and the court received in the evidence, a check in the amount of $3,801.19 made payable to Lutheran Social Services. That check cleared the bank on December 18, 2018, and the court made no findings of whether or not that was applied to that balance. When asked about the check, Ms. Swenson indicated that she would have to check into that. She waffled on whether or not it had been received and applied, but eventually conceded that the check had cleared. The court made no findings as to how that plays into any of this. As a whole, Ms. Swenson's testimony was confusing and demonstrated, a general lack of familiarity with the genesis of the services that need to be demonstrated in order to support the claim that she wanted. There is no testimony about the type of services rendered, when they were rendered, or whether those services were reasonable. In other words, the district court had no reasonable evidence upon which it could allow the claim. Accordingly,
I'm not sure, and maybe I didn't hear it, but I'm not sure you answered Judge Flory's question. I mean, does the Lutheran Social Services get another bite at this apple?
Should we just reverse it
because there's insufficient evidence in the record? Or do we reverse and remand for further findings?
I think, Judge, that you simply reverse. They shouldn't get another bite at the apple. There was ample opportunity for both sides to prepare and present their case. The court gave Ms. Swenson an opportunity to describe what it was that Lutheran Social Services to justify, and she relied simply upon the invoice that was attached to her petition and provided nothing else. Even after Ms. Lacey testified questioning some of the actions taken by Lutheran Social Services, Ms. Swenson did nothing to further support her claim or otherwise describe when, who, and what services were rendered on the behalf of the decedent in this matter.
And were your objections to the bill noted at the time of the hearing?
Excuse me, Your Honor, I did not hear that.
Were your objections to this bill noted at the time of the hearing?
I was not attorney of record at the time that the matter was heard at the district court level. Ms. Lacey certainly objected to the allowance of the fees. As part of the evidence, there was a check that was held, received and held by the conservator after the death of June Lacey. And it was Ms. Joyce Lacey's position at the time of the hearing that if anything, Lutheran Social Services owed the estate funds. Did that answer your question, Judge?
I think so. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Anderson, didn't you at some point after the court's order in this case step in and ask for the court to reconsider its decision based on the check that had been admitted as an exhibit at the initial hearing?
Yes, we did request reconsideration.
And the request that you made detailed the basis for the request, and the district court denied the request, right?
Correct. So, yes, I believe that as it relates to the claim, a final order has been issued and that the appropriate relief is to simply reverse the district court's decision.
Anything further from the panel? All right. Thank you for your arguments here today, Mr. Anderson. We will take the matter under advisement at this time, and we will issue a decision on the matter within 90 days.
Thank you.